This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The 2024 presidential election campaign heats up today as Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz have their first major television interview today on CNN. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest.
The interview will be conducted by CNN's Dana Bash and will air at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on CNN. It takes place during Harris's two-day bus tour through southeast Georgia, a state the Harris campaign believes it has a chance of winning if it makes inroads in GOP strongholds across the state. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump will campaign in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin, focusing on recapturing states he won in 2016 but lost narrowly in 2020. Trump starts the day with an afternoon rally in Potterville, Michigan, near the state capital Lansing. Then he visits La Crosse, Wisconsin for a town hall. I'm Donna Warder.
The presidential candidates aren't the only ones traveling today. Millions of Americans are on the road or in the air as the long Labor Day holiday approaches. The AP's Julie Walker.
AAA reports travel is up 9% this holiday weekend and gas prices are down. Spokeswoman Aixa Diaz says if you're on the road for that holiday getaway, expect lots of company.
That Thursday and Friday before Labor Day, those afternoon hours are going to be the worst to be on the road.
She says you want to be on the road early, not late. As for air travel, the TSA expecting a record-breaking weekend. I'm Julie Walker.
The European Union wants allies like the U.S. to lift restrictions on the use of weapons they provide to Ukraine so Ukraine can hit targets inside Russia. Israel says it's killed five more militants early this morning in the West Bank. The Islamic Jihad militant group is confirming that one of its commanders was killed in the raids. This is AP News. There's more about Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has shared more than a dozen posts on his social media network after special counsel Jack Smith filed a new indictment against him over efforts to undo the 2020 election. They include posts calling for trying or jailing Smith and House lawmakers who investigated the Capitol riot, and posts with images referencing the QAnon conspiracy theory. Trump also reposted a doctored image made to look like President Biden, Vice President Harris, Hillary Clinton, and others were in prison jumpsuits. He's railed recently at campaign managers, urging him to focus on policy messages rather than personal attacks, and seemed to overrule the advice last week during a rally.
Do I still have to stick to policy?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
You must stick to policy. You'll win it on the border. You'll win it with inflation.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.